From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. 100 years is a long time for a club to exist, but one Birmingham group of women recently passed that anniversary, spurred on by a shared love of writing and the performing arts. WBHM's Noelle Annanen reports on the Speech Arts Club of Birmingham's roots and what speech arts has meant for these women.
Women in flowing dresses and glittering cardigans filled the Virginia Sanford Theater on a recent afternoon. They excitedly greeted, embraced, and laughed with their friends as they made their way to their seats. Once there, they fell into a hushed anticipation. The speaker, Elise Mayer, opened the 100th anniversary celebration of their club in typical member fashion with a speech.
What is speech arts? We are fellowship, friendship, forensics. We are grace and gatherings and graying hair.
Not quite a secret society, but certainly an exclusive club of distinguished women, each member of the Speech Arts Club must be invited by an existing club member.
We are wrinkles and laugh lines and the occasional dirty joke. We are parts of speech and pieces of lives and hopes for the future.
The freshly minted League of Women Voters began the club in 1925, aiming to foster their club's communication and speech skills. It has always featured women distinguished in the fields of public relations, media, speech, and theater, whose common ground lies in a belief that the spoken word can change lives and society. But what exactly is speech arts?
Speech arts is the best way for women to get together and talk about talking and performing.
When I think about speech arts, I think about speakers, thinkers, and theater makers. Sometimes it is a history lesson or an author or a poem or something, someone you've never heard of before, and it makes you think.
And it's wonderful to be surrounded by women that just, they want to know about your success and live vicariously through everybody's joy and happiness. It's really something.
Those were members April Miller, Dana Porter, and Tamara DeBolt. Each member performs at least once every 4 years. Since the club's inception, club speakers began exploring time and place through theater and world literature interpretations. Some still hold lectures, others read aloud from books or their own works. Some members have performed Irish poetry in a thick brogue, and others gave a full cabaret musical performance.
This is the hardest audience to get up and read to, because they are your peers who know good work from bad work. Of course, they're the most loving, accepting audience you could possibly want.
This is Beverly Brazel. She presented at the 100-year anniversary celebration with the tale of Joan of Arc.
When she was 12, on January 6, 1424, she hears sacred voices. St. Margaret, St. Catherine, St. Michael. So through the saints.
She then presents the playwright George Bernard Shaw's reimagining of Joan, convincing French officials to help her retake the country from the British.
Good morning, Captain Squire. Captain, you are to give me a horse and armor and some soldiers and send me to the Dauphin. Those are your orders from God.
Brazel recounts the entire tale of Joan's short life. She says Joan did not have an official battle cry, but rather a phrase closely associated with her. The sentiment of that phrase is one that she believes the Speech Arts Club shares as it heads into its second century.
En avant, hardiment. Forward, boldly.
Noelle Annanen, WBHM.